You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Amnesty International has called for the immediate release of all prisoners of conscience around the world. I interviewed the Deputy Director of Campaigns at Amnesty International, Sauro Scapelli, to discuss prisoners of conscience and why Amnesty International has sent out this call, and also the conditions of prisons during COVID-19.
My name is Sauro Scapelli, and I'm the Deputy Director of the Campaigns Programme at the International Secretariat of Amnesty International, based in London.
So recently Amnesty International has just released a call for the release of all prisoners of conscience during the COVID-19 pandemic. I was just wondering if you could define what is a prisoner of conscience?
So prisoner of conscience are all the individuals that they are in prison because of their religious, political or other type of beliefs. There are people that they haven't committed a crime, but they are remain in prison because of their belief. And there are thousands of them around the world. The Amnesty has been campaigning over the year, and is how Amnesty started in 1961, calling for the release of some prisoner, young student in Portugal, that then we started to define them as prisoner of conscience.
So right now, Amnesty International is campaigning on behalf of about 150 prisoners of conscience. And you just said that you probably think there are thousands, is that right?
I mean, there have been thousands in the Amnesty has been campaigning over the years. At the moment, we actively campaigning on around 150, that the numbers, they change because people get released, other people get put in, but based on the resources and the capacity that we have as an organization, we have this number of individuals that globally we are actively campaigning on. Mm-hmm. When I mean actively campaigning, it means that we have Amnesty members, supporters, that they are writing letters, doing advocacy activities, doing anything that works in order to try to free them from prison, to put pressure on the governments to free them.
What's an example of one of the cases that you're campaigning for?
One case I can share with you is the one of Nasreen Sotoudeh in Iran. She is a very prominent human rights defender in Iran. She's been advocating and campaigning against the death penalty for many years. She's very well renowned in the human rights environment in Iran. And she was arrested in June 2018, so a couple of years ago. And she was condemned to 38 years in prison and 148 lashes, mostly because of her work against the death penalty, and also because she was advocating for appearing in public without the hijab. So, you know, she didn't commit any crime. She was just a human rights defender. And the sentence that she's been condemned to 38 years is incredible, if you think about what she has been doing and what she's doing. And she's in a prison in Iran. The prison condition in Iran, as far as we know, Amnesty is not allowed to enter Iran and do research on local, but they're very overcrowded and in situation like now with the pandemic and the COVID-19, there are really places where the spread of the virus there is a massive risk.
Something that's been in the news lately is the growing number of journalist arrests in Hong Kong. And I think of the COVID-19 doctor whistleblower who was detained for notifying people of the virus and then since contracted the disease and passed away in February. Are these journalist arrests also examples of detaining prisoners of conscience?
It really depends why they've been arrested and what is the sentence. Some of them, they are part of how we call prisoner of conscience. Others, they are not. But in our campaign now against or towards the pandemic, one of the key elements that we're campaigning for is the freedom of access to information. So it's fundamental that people know what the situation is. And there's a lot of journalists that they are doing great job in sharing the information that sometimes governments, they keep hidden because they don't want to share with the population, and some of them because of the work they do, they end up in prison. And we have done recently quite a lot of work on calling for several governments to release journalists exactly for their activity during the pandemic.
Are there any countries that have taken proactive action to releasing prisoners of conscience yet?
So there's been quite a lot of countries recently that have been releasing prisoners. For example, there's been the US, the UK, they've released prisoners in the thousands. What unfortunately we don't see is that the prisoner of conscience are between these people. And that's really ironic from our point of view, because if you have to release some prisoners in the public because of the risk of the pandemic, the prisoner of conscience are the ones that haven't committed any crime, so that they're not posing any risk to other citizens or other population. But sometimes they are the ones that the governments they don't want to release because they're the ones that they're opposing the regime or the government. It's kind of... they don't want to release an idea, you know? The prisoner of conscience, they are the people that have ideas, and most of these, their ideas, they're against the regime or the governments. Therefore, they want to keep them, lock them in. But it's kind of nonsensical at the moment with the situation where we're living. So to answer your question, we don't see examples of governments that they're really releasing a lot of prisoner of conscience at the moment. That's why we issue this kind of call.
So prisons have become hotspots for COVID-19. Are countries doing enough to protect their prison population? Because what's the situation like in the UK? Because in New Zealand, there's been a lot of controversy even before COVID about how the prison population is double bunked. Now there's the threat of the pandemic, that becomes an even bigger issue. In the UK, has there been anything about making sure the prison population stays relatively safe from the virus?
There's been a lot of call from civil societies and citizens about the situation in the prison. We don't get lots of data about the pandemic being a massive risk in prisons. You know, the big issue here in the UK and many other countries has been on the home where elderly people are living. That has been really the hot spots where lots of people have been dying. We haven't had such a big numbers of people that have been contracted the virus or died in prison. But as you say, these are hot spots. And the UK government... as far as I know, there have been released about 5,000 prisoners in all the UK. That is very lower number based on the numbers of prisoners that there are. So they are trying to do some efforts to decongest the prisons, but there remains a very difficult place where the virus can really spread. And again, the UK probably is in a better situation than many other countries where the prison population is very high. I'm talking, for example, about Brazil, where the population in prison is really overcrowded and there is no way that there can be social distancing in cells in many prisons in Brazil.
It was recently revealed here in New Zealand that some prisoners were being confined to their cells for lengths of time that exceeded the international definition of solitary confinement. So in some cases, they were in their cells alone for longer than 24 hours. And something that prisons said was that it was partly to protect prisoners from COVID-19. And I was wondering, is that legal? Is that something that prisons can do if they say it's to protect their prison population from the viruses? Are they allowed to bend those rules in a way?
You know, these are the kind of risks that we see now with the current situation. There are in some countries, the pandemic is an opportunity for repress even more human rights. So the examples that you brought about keeping prisoners in solitary confinement because of the pandemic could be one of that this situation. We need to look at case by case what the situation in the prison, who are the prisoners they are being kept in. I wouldn't be surprised if political prisoners are the ones that they are suffering the most in this kind of situation. But it's a massive risk, and we've seen in the recent weeks and months now that during the pandemic there have been human rights that they kind of even more violated. So the rights to health, the rights to and at work, and all of that, the disproportionate impact they're having on the disproportionate impact they're having on certain groups in terms of poverty and elderly, etc. It is really an opportunity for some of the regime to tamp down even more on human rights. I think what we really should see now is that this pandemic is should unite us instead of dividing us. You know, this is an opportunity for something better coming out of it. But what we see, unfortunately, is that some of the regime, as I said, they're trying to use this one more as an opportunity to clamp down on human rights, and it provides that kind of excuse to clamping down more. And the prisoner conscience is to me, or to Amnesty, is a really clear cut on that. You know, these are people that they haven't committed any crime. They're in prison because of their political belief. Now, releasing them, it will probably save their life and save lives of other prisoners, that the prison will be decongested. And this is a no-brainer.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.